Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. At the end of this book, by the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat has compiled some poems that depicts the spectacle of death. Our ulama advise us that we should constantly meditate over death. Before going to sleep, also a few minutes set aside and to meditate, make muraqabah, that one day I will also be leaving this world, lying lifeless on the bed, taken for ghusl, turned from side to side to give ghusl, kafan put on, carried to the qabristan, put into the qabr, soil will be filled, and I will be left in the solitude, loneliness of that dark grave, there to face the questioning of munkar and nakir. In this way, if a person meditates regularly about death, then he will have that fikr and a concern to prepare for his death. So the poet here gives a vivid graphic portrayal of the spectacle of death, in essence explaining to us how we should make this muraqabah and meditation of death. In this world, when we undertake a journey, even if you go overseas by air, so many preparations take place before we depart on our journey. Whereas this is a journey of just a few hours. The journey to the akhirat in our qabr, we do not know when qiyamah will take place. Perhaps we have to stay there in the qabr for 100 years, perhaps for 1,000 years. So it will be a very, very long and arduous journey. So obviously a sensible person, when for a short journey, plain journey also of this world, he makes so many preparations. For this lengthy journey, person should all the more prepare for it and make much more preparation for this journey to the akhirat. When a person travels by plane, we know how many preparations he has to go through. If he's going overseas, he must make sure his passport is not expired, it is valid for travel. If he needs a visa, he needs to ensure that the visa is there in a passport. He needs to purchase his air ticket. And when purchasing the air ticket, also to make sure, also very important, that the spelling of the name also is correct. This also leads to complications. The spelling on the ticket must correspond exactly like your name in your passport. I had an experience recently. I had to book my son to go to Durban, and some family member did the booking for him online using one of the smartphones going on to the internet. So he typed in the name, our surname, Ramzan Muhammad, my ID passport, I'm Muhammad Sayyid Muhammad, not Mutara in the ID and passport, we are Muhammad's. So nevertheless, and the spelling of that Muhammad also is not the correct spelling. In the old days, the Afrikaners, they used to spell Muhammad M-A-H-O-M-E-D. That is why many local people pronounce it Mohammed instead of Muhammad. So nevertheless, this person doing the booking, you know these keyboards on the smartphones have that auto-correct feature. So because the word Mohammed M-A-H starts with these three letters, maybe in his context he didn't have anyone with this M-A-H-O-M-E-D, but I think he had someone called Mahmood, M-A-H-M-O-O-D. So when he typed in the name, he pressed the correct keys, but unaware that the auto-correct function had replaced Muhammad with Mahmood. So only afterwards, when the e-ticket was printed out, then we realized the mistake. Phone the airlines, they're not interested. We have to pay even to change the spelling now. So we had to pay 250 rands just to change the spelling from Mahmood to Muhammad. So anyhow, I too am Muhammad Sayyid Muhammad in school. My teachers used to call me Muhammad Squared, because in front also there's Muhammad, and the back also Muhammad. Some used to call me Muhammad to the power 2 or M squared. But nevertheless, so all these preparations have to be made. Then to ensure When you get onto the plane also, so many preparations take place before the plane takes off. The flight crew advises the passenger about all the safety procedures, safety routine they go through to fasten the seat belts, how to fasten them in the event of cabin pressure dropping. Then explain to you how those oxygen masks will come down, how to place them. In the event of landing on water, they explain to you about all the life vests, life jackets, how to use them, blow them up. So many preparations for a few hours of journey. And this journey for 100 years, 1,000 years, we're not preparing for this journey to the Akhirat. That is totally insensible. Talking of plane journey, it reminds me, some years previously also mentioned this, once I had to travel to Durban, and we booked on this kalula.com. So the flight attendant normally makes announcements before takeoff. So here the flight attendant was a male, normally it's ladies that announce. But he was a very jovial and a witty character. Most of them are so serious face, like as if someone rubbed the lemon onto their face, sour face. But this man kept us a bit entertained, quite jovial, witty. So before taking off, he introduced himself. He was a Zulu gentleman, young man. And he gave his name, whatever the name was, I can't remember also. Let's say Philemon Kumalo, whatever name he gave. And he explained that by tribal birth, I am a Zulu, but I was born and bred in Paris. So he said, that makes me a French Zulu. Paris is like Paris. So he said, I'm a French Zulu. And then the normal announcements, he was announcing that according to international flight regulations, before takeoff, especially at takeoff and landing, all electronic equipment has to be switched off. So he said, please switch off your smartphones, cell phones, mobile phones, tablets, your iPad, your iPod, your iPhone and iConnor. So then, later he was announcing, explaining the exit doors on either side of the plane. So he's saying that I've shown you the exit doors. If you happen to spot maybe your ex on the plane, your ex-fiancé or ex-wife, then you know the escape route. When we took off, he was explaining that in the unlikely event that the plane has to maybe in an emergency land on water, so those that know how to swim, they must go out to the right exit door. And there are those that can't swim, it was nice knowing you people. Other door. When you are landing also, then he took a swipe at the other airlines before that, as they normally announce. He says, if you have put your luggage in the overhead compartments, be careful when you remove the luggage, because normally when the plane is in air, when it is landing, then shift happens. Then, when the plane landed, as I said, it took a swipe at the other airlines. There was an airline call one time, so he said, it was a pleasure having you passengers on board, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, but please remember, always fly with us, not only one time. And then he took a swipe at Mango Airlines, because Kalula, the writing, the theme is green colored. He said, forget about the mangoes and oranges, the whole world is going green nowadays. So he's quite a witty character. So as I mentioned, for these few hours of travel, we do go through so many preparations. But for this journey to the Akhirat, we can't prepare for this. We need to do even much more preparation. So here the poet depicts this, how to meditate over death. It is an Arab poem, Arabic poem. I'll recite a few lines at a time. And then the translation in Urdu also for those brothers that don't know English. And then the English translation as well. So the poet says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ليس الغريب غريب الشام واليمني إن الغريب غريب اللحظ والكفني لا تنهرن غريبا حال غربته الدهر ينهره بالذل والمحن إن الغريب له حق لغربته على المقيمين في الأوطان والسكن سفري غريب وزادي لن يبلغني وقوتي ضعفت والموت يطلبني ولي بقايا ذنوب لست أعلمها الله يعلمها في السر والعلن. The translation: شام اور یمن کا مسافر در حقیقت مسافر نہیں، البتہ گور اور کفن کا مسافر واقعتاً مسافر ہے. The travelers of Syria and Yemen are not in reality travelers. Certainly the travelers of the grave and the coffin, these are the actual travelers. کسی اجنبی کو بحالت غربت ہرگز نہ جھڑکو، زمانے نے اسے ذلت اور مشقت کے ساتھ خود ہی جھڑک رکھا ہے. Never rebuke a stranger in his condition of being strange. Time itself has scolded him with disgrace and difficulty. اجنبی مسافر کا حق ہے ان لوگوں پر جو اپنے گھر اور اوطان میں اقامت پذیر ہیں. The strange traveler has a right upon those people who are living in their homes and houses. میرا سفر اندیکھے راستوں کا ہے، میرا زاد سفر منزل تک پہنچنے کے لیے ناکافی ہے. میری قوت کمزور ہو چکی ہے اور موت میری تلاش میں ہے. My journey is on an unfamiliar and strange road. My provision is insufficient to carry me to my destination. My strength has weakened and death is searching for me. اور میرے پاس گناہوں کا انبار ہے جو خود میرے علم میں بھی نہیں، مگر اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے پوشیدہ اور ظاہر کو خوب جانتے ہیں. I have a heap of sins which I myself do not know. Only Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly the secret and open sins. ما أحلم الله عني حيث أمهلني وقد تماديت في ذنبي ويسترني تمر ساعات أيامي بلا ندم ولا بكاء ولا خوف ولا حزن أنا الذي يغلق الأبواب مجتهدا على المعاصي وعين الله تنظرني يا زلة كتبت في غفلة ذهبت يا حسرة بقيت في القلب تحرقني دعني أنوح على نفسي وأندبها وأقطع الدهر بالتفكير والحزن. اللہ تعالیٰ کا حلم دیکھو کہ ان گناہوں کے باوجود مجھے مہلت دے رہا ہے اور میں گناہ کیے جا رہا ہوں اور وہ میری پردہ پوشی فرما رہے ہیں. Look at the tolerance of Allah Ta'ala, that despite my sins, He is giving me respite. While I keep on committing sins, He continues to conceal my sins. میری زندگی کے لمحات ندامت اور گریہ اور خوف و حزن کے بغیر گزر رہے ہیں. The hours of my life are passing without any regret, without any crying, fear or grief. میں وہی ہوں کہ گناہ کرتے ہوئے مکان کے دروازے اچھی طرح بند کر لیتا ہوں، حالانکہ اللہ کی آنکھ مجھے تب بھی دیکھ رہی ہے. I am the one who tightly closes the doors of the room when committing sins, whereas the eye of Allah Ta'ala still watches me. آہ، کتنی لغزشِ غفلت میں سرزد ہو کر داستانِ ماضی بن گئی اور کتنی حسرتِ دل میں اٹک کر میرے لیے آتیشِ سزا بن رہی ہے. Alas, how many faults which were committed in negligence have been noted as a story of the past, and how many pains have remained in my heart as blazing flames to burn me. مجھے چھوڑ دو کہ میں اپنے نفس پر نوحہ کروں اور زندگی فکر و غم میں بسر کروں. Leave me so that I may lament over myself and pass my life in worry and concern.
ك
كأنني بين تلك الأهل منطرح على الفراش وأيديهم تقلبني كأنني وحولي من ينوح ومن يبكي علي وينعاني ويندبني وقد أتوا بالطبيب كي يعالجني ولم أر الطبيب اليوم ينفعني سيخرج الروح مني في تغرغرها وصار ريقي مرا حين غرغرني واشتد نزعي وصار الموت يجذبها من كل عرق بلا رفق ولا هوني. وہ منظر گویا میری آنکھوں کے سامنے ہے کہ میں بستر مرگ پر اہل و عیال کے درمیان بے جان پڑا ہوں اور ان کے ہاتھ مجھے کروتے بدل رہے ہیں. It seems as if the following scene is before my eyes. I am lying dead now on my deathbed, surrounded by my family, and the hands are turning my sides. ہاں وہ منظر بھی گویا میرے سامنے ہے کہ میرے گرد نوحا گراں کی بھیڑ ہے, میری موت کا اعلان ہو رہا ہے اور مجھے مردہ حالت میں پکارا جا رہا ہے. Yes, the following scene is also before me. People have gathered to lament and cry over me. The announcement of my death has been made and I am being addressed as a deceased. میرے علاج معالجے کے لیے طبیب کو بلایا گیا, لیکن آج طبیب کی چارہ گیری میرے کس کام آئے گی. A doctor was brought for my treatment, but today I do not see the doctor benefiting me. نزع کے وقت میری روح نکل جائے گی اور غرغرا کے وقت لعاب دہن تلخ ہو جائے گا. Shortly my soul will be removed in the agonies of death and my saliva will turn bitter during the final moments of my life. بوقت نزع مجھ پر شدت کے پہاڑ ٹوٹ پڑے اور موت بغیر کسی روح رعایت کے رگ و ریشے سے روح کو کھینچنے لگی. The agonies of death have intensified upon me and death without any gentleness or ease has extracted my soul from every vein. وَسُلَّ رُوحِي وَظَلَّ الْجِسْمُ مُنْطَرِحًا بَيْنَ الْأَهَالِي وَأَيْدِيهِمْ تُقَلِّبُنِي وغمضوني وشدوا الحلق وانصرفوا بعد الأياس وجدوا في شرى الكفن وصار من كان أحب الناس في عجل نحو المغسل يأتيني ليغسلني وأضجعوني على الألواح منطرحا وقام في الحال منهم من يغسلني وأسكب الماء من فوقي وغسلني غسلا ثلاثا ونادى القوم بالكفن. لیجئے اب تو روح نکال لی گئی اور میرا جسم اہل و عیال کے درمیان بے حس و حرکت پڑا ہے اور ان کے ہاتھ مجھے الٹ پلٹ کر رہے ہیں. My soul is now extracted and my body lays motionless amidst my family. Their hands are turning me from side to side. گھر کے لوگوں نے میری آنکھیں بند کر دی, جبروں پر کپڑا باندھ دیا اور مایوسی کے بعد جا کر فوراً کفن خریدنے لگے. My family closed my eyes, tied a cloth around my jaws and after despondence they immediately went to purchase my coffin. جو شخص مجھے سب سے زیادہ محبوب تھا وہ بڑی جلدی سے جائے غسل کی طرف لپکا اور مجھے غسل دینے کی تیاری کرنے لگا. The person who loved me the most hastened towards the place of غسل, preparing to give me غسل. مجھے تختہ میت پر لٹا کر کچھ لوگ مجھے فوراً غسل دینے لگے. Immediately placing me on the board reserved for the dead, some people started giving me غسل. میرے اوپر پانی ڈالا, تین بار غسل دیا اور لوگ کو آواز دی کہ اب کفن لاؤ. Water was thrown over me, I was washed thrice, and people were told that now bring the coffin. وَأَلْبَسُونِي ثِيَابًا لَا كِمَامَ لَهَا وصار زادي حنوطي حين حنطني وأخرجوني من الدنيا فوا أسفا على رحيل بلا زادي يبلغني وحملوني على الأكتاف أربعة من الرجال وخلفي من يشيعني وقدموني إلى المحراب وانصرفوا خلف الإمام وصلى ثم ودعني صلوا علي صلاة لا ركوع لها ولا سجود لعن الله يرحمني. پھر مجھے بغیر آستینوں کے چند کپڑے پہنائے اور کافور لگایا. لیجئے یہ کافور بھی میرا توشہ سفر ٹھہرا. They covered me with a few sleeveless garments and camphor became my provision when they applied it upon me. اور اب انہوں نے مجھے دنیا سے نکال دیا. ہائے افسوس, سفر پر جا رہا ہوں مگر نہ توشہ ہے نہ زاد راہ. Alas, now they have taken me from this world on a journey without any provision which will convey me to my destination. چار آدمیوں نے مجھے کندھوں پر اٹھا دیا, باقی لوگ رخصت کرنے کے لیے پیچھے ہو گئے. Four persons carried me on their shoulders and the remaining people bid me farewell from behind. مجھے جنازہ گاہ میں لائے گئے. لوگ امام کے پیچھے صف آرا ہوئے اور اس نے جنازہ پڑھ کر مجھے رخصت کر دیا. They brought me to the place where janaza salah is performed. The people formed rows behind the imam and after performing the salah, they bid me farewell. مجھ پر ایسی نماز پڑھی جس میں نہ رکوع ہے نہ سجود, شاید کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھ پر رحم فرمائے. الصلاه without any ركوع or sujood was performed upon me so that Allah Ta'ala may shower his mercy upon me.
وانزلوني الى قبري على محل وقدموا واحدا منهم ليلحدني وكشف الثوب عن وجهي لينظرني وأسبل الدمع من عيني وقبلني في ظلامات قبري لا أمي ولا أحد ولا أبي ولا أخ من يؤنسني وحالني إذ رأت عيناي إذ نظرت من هول مطلع إذ كان أغفلني من منكر ونكير ما أقول لهم قد حالني أمرهم جدا فأفزعني.
اور آہستہ سے پھر مجھے قبر میں اتارا گیا اور ایک شخص نے مجھے لحد میں اتارا. Slowly they lowered me into the grave and one person placed me into the hollow portion of the grave. اس نے آخری دیدار کے لئے میرا منہ کھولا, آنکھوں سے آنسو بہائے اور مجھے چوما. He uncovered my face to see me for the final time. He shed tears and kissed me. اور میری تاریخ قبر میں نہ میری ماں ہے نہ باپ نہ بھائی نہ کوئی جو میرا دل بہلایا کرے. In the darkness of my grave, none were present, neither my mother, nor my father, nor my brother to make me feel at ease. یہ تنہائی, یہ تاریکی اور یہ وحشت ہی کیا کم آفت تھی کہ اچانک میری آنکھوں نے ایک ہولناک منظر دیکھا. This solitude, this darkness, this horror was a small calamity when all of a sudden my eyes witnessed a dreadful scene. یعنی منکر اور نکیر بھیانک شکل میں نمودار ہوئے. ہائے اللہ, میں ان کو کیا کہوں, ان کی ہولناکی نے تو میرا ہوش و حواس ختم کر دیا. That is the dreadful appearance of Munkar and Nakir, the farishtas, oh Allah, how will I answer them? Their dreadfulness has rendered me senseless.
وَأَقَعَدُونِي وَجَدُّوا فِي سُوَالِهِمِ مَا لِي سِوَاكَ إِلَهِ مَنْ يُخَلِّصُنِي فَامْنُنْ عَلَيَّ بِعَفْوٍ مِّنْكَ يَا أَمَلِي أُمْنٌ عَلَى تَارِكِ الْأَوْلَادِ وَالْوَطَنِ تَقَاسَمُوا أَهْلِيَ الْمِيرَاثَ وَانْصَرَفُوا وصار وزري على ظهري يثقلني استبدلت زوجتي بعدا لها بدلي وحكمته في الأموال والسكن وصيرت ابنها عبدا ليخدمه وصار مالي لهم حلا بلا ثمن
منكر ونكير نے مجھے بٹھایا اور سختی سے جواب طلبی کرنے لگے. الہی تیرے سوا کوئی میرا نہیں جو مجھے اس مخلصہ سے جو مجھے اس مخمصہ سے نجات دے. دیز فرشتہ سیٹڈ می اپ اینڈ سیویئرلی ڈیمانڈڈ می ٹو آنسر دی کوسچنز. او اللہ بیسائڈ یو دیر از نن ٹو گرانٹ می سلویشن. اے میرے امید عفو در گزر کر مجھ پر احسان فرما اس غریب مسافر پر احسان فرما جو اہل و عیال اور وطن سب کچھ پیچھے چھوڑ کر آیا ہے. او مائی ہوپ فیور می وتھ یور فورگیونیس فیور دس ٹریولر ہو ہیز لیفٹ بیہائنڈ ہز فیملی اینڈ ہوم. گھر کے لوگ واپس جا کر میری میراث بانٹنے لگے اور گناہوں کے بوجھ کی گراں باری میری پشت پر آ پڑی. بیک ہوم مائی فیملی ڈیوائڈیڈ مائی اسٹیٹ اینڈ دا برڈن آف مائی سنز فیل آن مائی بیک. میری بیوی نے نیا شوہر کر لیا اور گھر بار کا حکمران اسے بنا لیا. مائی وائف ٹک آن اندر ہسبینڈ اینڈ میڈ ہم دا ہیڈ آف دا ہاؤس ہولڈ اینڈ دا گڈس. اس نے اپنے بیٹے کو نئے شوہر کا غلام اور خادم بنایا اور میرے مال پر مال مفت دل بے رحم کے انداز میں تصرف کرنے لگا. شی میڈ ہر سن اینڈ مائی سن دا سروینٹ اینڈ اٹینڈنٹ آف ہر نیو ہسبینڈ اینڈ مائی ویلتھ بیکیم پرمیسبل فار دیم گراٹس.
فلا تغرنك الدنيا وزخرفها انظر لأفعالها بالأهل والوطن وانظر إلى من حوى الدنيا بأجمعها هل راح منها بغير الحنط والكفن خذ القناعة من دنياك وارض لها لو لم يكن لك فيها إلا راحة البدن يا نفس كفي عن العصيان واكتسبي فضلا جميلا لعل الله يرحمني يا نفس ويحك توبي واعملي حسنا عسى تجازين بعد الموت بالحسن ثم الصلاة على المختار سيدنا ما ضأضأ البرق في شام وفي يمن والحمد لله ممسينا ومصبحنا بالخير والعفو والإحسان والمنن.
اے دنیا والو دنیا کی زیب و زینت سے دھوکے میں مت پڑو. اس نے بھی بچوں اور وطن کے ساتھ جو کچھ کیا اس پر نظر رکھو. او پیپل آف دا ورلڈ ڈونٹ بی بیگائلڈ ڈونٹ بی ریسیوڈ بائی دا بیوٹی اینڈ گلٹر آف دا ورلڈ. کیئرفلی ریفلیکٹ واٹ اٹ از ڈن ٹو دا وائف چلڈرن اینڈ ہوم. دیکھو جن لوگوں نے دنیا بھر کی دولت سمیٹ رکھی تھی وہ یہاں سے کافور اور کفن کے علاوہ بھی کچھ لے کر گئے. Reflect on those who have hoarded the whole world. Have they taken with them anything else from here besides the camphor and the coffin? اپنی دنیا سے زہد و قناعت لے لو, اس پر راضی رہو. خواہ راحت بدن کے سوا تمہیں کچھ میسر نہ آئے. Be content and happy with a little of your world, even though you achieve nothing except a little comfort for your body. اے میرے نفس نافرمانی سے باز آ اور اللہ کا فضل جمیل حاصل کر. اللہ تجھ پر ضرور رحم فرمائے گا. او نفس او سول ابسٹین فرام دس اوبیڈینس ارن دا بیوٹیفل فیورز آف اللہ تعالیٰ ڈیفینیٹلی اللہ تعالیٰ ول ہیو مرسی اپون یو. اے میرے نفس تیرا برا ہو تو اپنے گناہوں سے توبہ کر اور کوئی نیک کام کر. امید ہے تجھے نیک کام کرنے کی جزا ضرور دی جائے گی. او نفس وو انٹو یو Repent for your sins and do good actions. There is hope that definitely you will be rewarded for your good actions. Phir hamare aqa sarwar kainat sallallahu alaihi wasallam par durood bhej jab tak bijliya sham o yaman mein chamakti rahe. Send salutations upon our chosen master Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the lightning strikes in Syria and Yemen. Aur subah o sham Allah ka shukr ada kar jo hame khair ki taufeeq deta hai, maaf karta hai aur ehsaan karta hai. And all praise is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala, morning and evening, who gives us the ability to do good, forgives us and favors us. So here the poet very beautifully, graphically, has put forward to us the spectacle of death and has taught us how to meditate over death. This is how we should take out a few minutes of our time before going to bed, preferably, and meditate over this. If one day I have to leave this world, every day janaza is taking place. Today in Azadville too, a lady has passed away in the Hafiji family. May Allah forgive her, grant her the highest stages in Jannat. Couple of nights ago, one of our local musallis collapsed in Tarawi. He has been hospitalized. Allah Ta'ala grant him inshallah full shifa. So when these deaths take place, these ought to open our eyes. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, on one occasion, when a janaza was going, he was also proceeding with the janaza. Someone on the side of the road asked him, that whose janaza is this? So he replied, it's your janaza. So he saw the man felt offended, he was upset. So he said to him, if you are feeling upset, offended, then assume it's my janaza. In other words, he was indicating that every janaza that takes place, picture as if this could be my janaza next to go to the Qabristan. Also another short poem that's in Urdu. Similar also, how to meditate over death. The poet says that death came very stealthily, very quietly, and said to me that now come with me. It is time to go meet your Creator. I have come to fetch you and take you with the permission of your Creator. You need to now come with me. Then mortals say that why have we become afraid? Why are you all stunned and shocked by looking at me? Did you not prepare for this day? Your life has come to an end. Now you need to come along with me. Then mortals say to the person that whatever relationship you had with the people of the world, that is now terminated. Neither your brother nor your son is going to come with you in your qabr. All these ties are going to terminate now. Now you need to come with me. Neither your wealth nor your money going to follow you to the qabr. In fact, you will develop a hatred for this money and wealth that you hoarded and amassed. The only thing that will follow you to the qabr are your deeds, your righteous deeds. So come along with me. Remove this clothing that you wear daily and put on 2 to 3 meters of kafan on your body now. Say, bid farewell to the people at home. You need to now proceed to the qabristan. When your janaza will be lifted, your family will be crying behind you and crying out that, oh Allah, today we are being separated from our father, from our parents. So look at your children once more before you depart from the home. This is the final gaze that you will set upon your family and your children. In one corner, your wife, your spouse is also crying. When you are going to the qabr, what will be your bedding there? The soil, the sand, the dust, that will be your bedding. In others, you will have to lie in the darkness, solitude of the grave, in soil, in dust. Insects will appear in your qabr, they will begin to devour your body. So it is time for you to go, time for your death. In this way a person meditates, he can prepare for his death. So I have given the translation, this is the Urdu version of what I mentioned.
Maut aista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere bhai, hukme rab se tum hai lene aayi, ab chalo saath mere bhai.
क्यों मुझे देख कर घबरा गया तू, हे क्यों हो के बेचैन घबरा गया तू, जिंदगी खत्म हो गई तुम्हारी, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई, मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। टूट जाएगा हर एक रिश्ता, साथ देगा न भाई न बेटा, तू बिछड़ जाएगा सबसे हाई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई, साथ आएगा न माल दौलत, उनको हो जाएगी तुमसे नफरत, साथ आएगी नेकी बुराई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। फेंक दे तू ये सारे कपड़े, जल्दी दो गज कफन तू पहन ले, सबसे मिलकर तू हो अलविदाई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। जब उठेगा तेरा जनाजा, बच्चे रो कर कहेंगे अल्लाह, बाप से हो गई अब जुदाई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। देख ले अपने बच्चों को फिर से, आखिरी है ये दीदार उनकी, अहलिया रो रही है बिचारी, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। जाके मिट्टी में सोना पड़ेगा, तकिया बिस्तर भी मिट्टी का होगा, कीड़े खाएंगे लाश तुम्हारी, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। हुक्म रब से तुम्हें लेने आई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। अल्लाह गिव अस ऑल द तौफीक इंशाल्लाह टू मेक प्रिपरेशन फॉर दैट डे व्हिच इज इमिनेंट इनएविटेबल। अल्लाह ताला मेक अस अमंग दोज फॉर्चुनेट वंस whom inshallah he will take with iman, and inshallah make our stay in the qabr comfortable, raise us with iman, and grant us the intercession of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.